I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We indeed welcome you to the call today and so excited about each and every one of you coming and gathering in the morning as we go to the Lord in prayer and as we open up our day. So at this time, we are going to ask Willa if she would come and give us our opening prayer.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We come to you this morning with praise and thanksgiving. We thank and praise you, O God, for a good night's sleep last night. We thank and praise you that while we were sleeping, our cells were being renewed, our minds rejuvenated, our body refreshed. We thank and praise you that we did not have to worry last night about anything because you had everything under control. Father God, we thank and praise you for life and that more abundantly. Father, as we go through this holy season, as we go through the resurrection season, O God, we just thank and praise you for what you did for us, that you came to this earth from glory, took on a body, O God, was ridiculed as you walked the face of this earth, that you might be that you would show us how to be an example of how we are to live. Father God, then you were beaten. You were scorned, O Lord. Then you were nailed to the cross. You died. But hallelujah, you went down to the grave, and on the third day you arose again with all power in your hands. Father, we thank you. Because, O God, when we came here, because of sin, we were born dead on arrival. But because of what you did for us on the cross, we have life everlasting. We thank you for that, O Lord. Father God, we thank and praise you for your faithfulness to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa as they rise early each morning to be your guide, to be your voice, to be all of that for this morning call. Oh, God, we ask that you bless them indeed. Bless their going out and their coming in. Father God, we bind Satan in Jesus' name on every attack that might want to come against them, because we know that Satan is not happy when we're proclaiming your word, particularly early this morning. And we loose a double portion of your anointing over their lives. Father God, we thank and praise you for the visionaries of this company. We thank and praise you, Lord, for every distributor, for even the new people who have joined us this morning, O Lord. We ask that you continue to bless and strengthen us, O Lord. A special blessing, O God, upon the artist family, Lord, as they seek you for direction on what to do. O Lord, we ask that in the time when the going gets rough, that you remind them that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved them. Now, Father God, we lift up our speaker. We praise you for the word that he is going to give us this morning, that we will sit and feast upon it, O Lord. Father, we know that the word is downloaded from the throne room of heaven, and we are so blessed to be able to partake of it. Father, continue to bless his family and his ministry, Lord. Father, when we just clear the airwaves right now in Jesus' name, that this call is not hindered by anything, Lord, that the airways, the receptors are open and the word is transformed boldly and clearly with accuracy. Father God, now we want to be a blessing to others. So as we listen to this call this morning, Father, just use us throughout the day to be a blessing to somebody, because somebody needs to hear a word from you. Let us truly be the ministers in the marketplace with the word of God. We pray and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. And Sister Willa, we thank you for reminding us in the prayer that we are in the Lenten season. And we just thank you for clearing the airways this morning as we go into our call today. I just want to remind those who may be new on the line that for all of our calls, you can go and hear them on www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. We also have an email for you to send in, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Just want to give a special prayer request right now for all of us to pray with Apostle Clifford Turner and his church, Liberty Temple Full Gospel. They're in Bolingbrook, the city of Bolingbrook. Evangelist Gwen Beatty sent this request in this morning. They are going to court this morning at 9:30. The mayor has stated that he doesn't want another church in that area, and they have already purchased the building. He said he didn't know how he let it slip by and slip through. So we are asking, and they are asking, that we please pray for them and their network as they are in battle today against Satan. And that's one thing that we want to do, is to always lift up our sister churches as we are praying here on the call as well. Okay, the other thing is, I would like for you to please go into your back office, all artists, distributors, and just see everything that the Diaz family is doing for, Diaz de Leon family is doing for us right now. All kinds of promotions, absolutely off the chain. I would recommend that you get back in your back office and start working this thing like never before. I told you yesterday that I feel some good things being released in the atmosphere for us and those who are working right now. Okay, at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Jay if she would come and introduce our speaker for today.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor PK?
I hear you loud and clear.
It is an honor to be on this call again this morning. And again, good morning to my artist family. It is an absolute privilege this morning for me to have to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, right now on the north side of Wisconsin, though in Hartford, Wisconsin. He is a senior pastor of over 25 years for Berean Family Worship Center. Somebody asked me just a few days ago, said, "Where is your jiggle?" So I just needed to make sure I throw that in for you all this morning. He is still the jiggle in my jello. I just blessed the Lord for him this morning. Amen. He is my husband. He is the father of our children, a man of honor and integrity, and I truly believe one of godly character. He is an apostle. We are authors, and I just honor the Lord this morning for my own husband, Pastor Dr. Walter Henderson, that is coming to break the word of life. Pastor, are you on the call this morning? And if so, if you would come to the line and take the call. God bless you, sir.
Good morning to each of you. Good morning to you, my sweetheart. Dr. PK, also Dr. Vanessa, pray each of you are having a very blessed day. Am I being heard okay? Somebody.
Yes, a little louder, sir.
I sure will. Praise God. I want to continue. We started on last time talking about knowing your season. We use Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The New King James Version said, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. And so we spend our time talking about not casting off restraint. In the middle of whatever God is doing in your life right now, the devil wants you to give up. The devil wants you to stop. The devil wants you to cast off restraint so that you will not complete the process that God wants you to do. And so just quickly, on last time we talked about what vision is. Vision is the prophetic purposes or the revealed purposes. And we said that if we are unrestrained during the time of our season, then we would be untrained. That is, during the season that God takes you through, then God is training you for your next level. God is training you for your promotion. God is training you for what he wants to release to you next. We said that the moment you accept God's vision, everything you need to complete the vision comes alongside of you. And you need to understand, when you choose to accept what God has given you to do, what you are designed to do, what is the season of your life to do, that I'm telling you now, everything you will need to complete what God has given you to do is already there. Praise God. And so this is not something you have to beg God for or plead God for or cry, lay down on the floor for. It is God's privilege to give you the kingdom. It is God's privilege to give you what you need to carry out your kingdom purposes. You can be, when you really accept this vision and understand it, you will begin to interpret your life in light of the vision. That is one of the most powerful and important things you can do. Everything you see and understand has to come through the revelation of this vision. Only by seeing your prophetic picture will you understand your current situation. You will not be sitting there and say, well, why am I going through this? And why is this like, I don't understand. It is important that you understand the season that you're in, and therefore it will help you to understand everything you're going through. To get the ultimate prophetic word over your lives, there is a journey to qualify us. And then we said we are not qualified in our current condition for the ultimate prophetic word over our lives. Therefore, there are cycles in the process of your ultimate prophetic season. We talked to you last time about spring and about summer and about fall and about winter. And so I want to continue in this, and I want to talk this morning about understanding in your season. I want you to have understanding in your season. In order to hinder you from maturing in your season, so what Satan has to do is to attack your understanding. And he wants to attack your understanding of the prophetic revelation or your prophetic purpose, which really is the image of your vision of the future. When God gives you a vision, when God gives you a word, when a prophetic word comes over your life, or the Holy Spirit gives you a prophetic word about where he's about to take you, when he begins to run commercials to you about your upcoming future, there's an image created. And when we go into the word and begin to read the word, when we begin to meditate the word day and night, what that word does is make that picture clearer. It makes that picture sharper. And so that you will not cast off restraint. So you will stay in line with God's word. And certainly you're going to need to pray. Certainly you're going to need to have fellowship and be on the word of God being preached. But God's going to give you a particular word. That's why two people can sit and hear the same word and get something different, praise God, because it's based upon their season. It's based upon their prophetic revelation. It's based upon you knowing who you are and where you are in your season. And so it's going to be important. Satan's going to come to attack that image, to attack what God has said. Even as he came to Jesus, you know, and he began to test him and to tempt him, and he said, if you be the Son of God, he wants to attack the image you have. So the first key is to understand in this season is for you to understand what it is that God wants to do in you. You need to understand, first of all, where you are, praise God. And so understanding, let me give you a definition for understanding. Understanding is the first step to producing your vision. So understanding means to bring together. It means to mentally comprehend. It means to see the union of parts, the association of parts. It means to be able to bring everything together to understand or to get a comprehension of what's going on in your life. If you can put it together, if you can mentally comprehend it, if you can't see the union and association of all of these parts showing you that what you're going through, then you are likely to cast off restraint. The devil will steal the prophetic seed, or he will steal the word out of your heart. If you can't see why I'm going through all of this, well, what is all of this happening now? Then you don't understand what's happening, and the devil will come to steal the word out of your life. Secondly, you need to understand your problem in your season. Your promotion is in your problem. Problems are the doorsteps to your promotion. If you avoid your problem, you will miss your promotion. Understanding your season means that you know what to do because you see how it all works together. You see the whole picture. And so without a discernment of your season, you can find yourself fighting against God and others that are assigned to you. The Bible says that there's no temptation that has taken us or no trial that has taken us, but such that is common to man, and God will, with every situation, make a way of escape. The Amplified said there'll be a safe landing place. In your problem, there's a safe landing place. In your situation you're going through right now, God has created a safe landing place. The devil wants you to focus on your problem, and God wants you to focus on your solution. The devil wants you to focus on what people are doing to you. God wants you to focus on what his word has said so you don't cast off restraint, so that you don't get tired and give up, so that you don't faint in the middle of your season, praise God. The problem is designed to bring you to your promotion. Thirdly, in your season, the Father is producing Christ-likeness. There is a crucifixion for all believers. If there's no crucifixion, there's no resurrection. And that means there'll be no newness of life. We don't have to suffer as Jesus suffered. Thank you, Lord God. But amen, you're going to have to be willing to be crucified with Christ. And because God is wanting to kill all of that old you, all of that things that there's unlike Christ in you and in me, praise God. God wants that so that he can bring a newness of life. So in your season, God is taking something off of you because you to qualify you for the next step or the next season. If you don't finish the process, you're going to have arrested development. If you don't let the Lord shape you in your season, you'll meet the same devil in a different place. You'll meet the same devil in a different phase, which is likely to be your evil twin. Let me quickly tell you the story, and I'll make it overview because we know the word, praise God. But Jacob, as you know, was some kind of a trickster. Amen? He started off by catching his brother's foot coming out of the womb. And Jacob, everything God had for him, Jacob thought he had to take shortcuts to get it. He began to do all types of things to get what he believed God has given him. And this is what the devil tries to do to you and I. He tries to get us fearful so that we don't stay on the word, so that we don't stay in love, praise God, that so that we don't continue to treat people good, that we don't do good to our enemy and pray for those who misuse us, praise God. We begin to take sharp words against them. We begin to do other things because the devil wants us to understand that if you don't do this, then they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to get over on you. And we need to understand that I'm in Christ, praise God, and that God is bringing me into a place of rest, that I can rest in him. The Lord said I should labor to enter my rest because the works were done before the foundation of the world. I need to know it's a setup, that God has already completed the work, praise God. He just need me to stay in my place, to stay in Christ, amen, to abide in him. Let his word abide in me so I can ask what I will and know that it'll be done unto me. Praise God. So Jacob kept cheating. His mother didn't understand. She's going to help him cheat. Praise God. He eventually had to leave, and he went to a place and met his Uncle Laban. I want you to know he met his evil twin. Praise God. I don't care how bad you think you are. There's somebody better than you. I don't care how bad you think you can cheat or mistreat or people, whatever. There's somebody can do it worse than you. And God will cause you to meet yourself in another place. God will call you, and it doesn't matter if you run from this job, you'll run into the devil on the other job. You run from this city, you'll meet the devil in the next city, praise God, because you are the one at every turn are carrying this thing in you that God wants to heal. And so when he met Laban, he met himself. And when he met Laban, he despised him. He wanted to know, why are you doing this to me? He didn't recognize what he had done. You know, in our own stuff we can justify or just lie about, praise God, or how we mistreat people, why we do what we do. But praise God, we have a tendency to look at people with a magnifying glass. But when someone look at us, we want it to be a telescope, make it long distant. But praise God, I want you to know in this season, the situation that God has allowed to come up because everything has been measured by him, is because there's some things need to be killed in you and killed in me that are not Christ-like. And in order to get to where God has taken us, and in order to take the land and stay in the land, we're going to need Christ-like character. We're going to need to allow Christ to flow through us so that he can enlarge the kingdom, so that he can bless not only us, but our seed after us. He set before us death and life. Therefore, choose life that you may live and your seed. Praise God. And so in this season, you need to understand, thirdly, that Christ-likeness is being built into you. Praise God. That is important to the Father that you know that. The Father allows Satan to come to test you in your season in order to work out of you that which Satan still possesses in you. And finally, we talked about this, and I just want to end with this again. But if you remember, when Jesus was baptized, he had received the Holy Ghost and came down. An open heaven was over him. And immediately, God drove him through the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. When the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt, the first thing God did is took them into the wilderness. Why? You have to be tested in order that you can possess your land. There's something in you, and the devil comes to see, what is it in you that I own? What is it in you that I can control to keep you from reaching your next level? And so Jesus went, and he stayed 40 days. And every time the devil come, he just said, it is written. He put the word to him. He didn't let his thoughts go to anything but whatever God had said. He identified himself with God's word, not with what his situation, not with what he was going through at the moment. And yet the children of Israel didn't do that. They began to mumble and to grumble, and they didn't identify themselves with God. And so it took them 40 years. Here's the question this morning. Do you want 40 days or do you want 40 years? You need to know whether you're in the springtime, the summer, the fall, or the winter of your season. You need to have understanding in this season. Praise God. You need to be able to put all the parts together, to know that all things are working together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the call according to your purpose. I declare today that you're standing next door, praise God, to the greatest victory of your life. I declare today that the reason the devil has gotten so busy on you because he know how close you are to your major breakthrough, praise God. Don't cast off restraint. Don't begin to say the wrong thing. Don't begin to talk the wrong thing. Get away from the mumblers and the grumblers, praise God. Begin to declare what God has said for you. Your advancement is based upon, praise God, your soul advancing. Praise God. If your soul is not there, then you cannot be there, praise God. And you and I need to this day know that I'm in a season that God has prepared this time, that God is about to do great and awesome things in my life. And I don't care how bad it seems, praise God, this is your season. Walk into this season. Walk in power. Walk with the glory of God all over your life. Back to you, Pastor PK.
Mercy. Thank God for the word this morning. Sir, we want to know and understand the season that we are walking in. Thank you so, so very much. You always feed us scrumptious meals straight from the Lord. And this is just one that verifies that what I said yesterday, that we are in the place. We are in the place of some great miracles and blessings. We don't want to be tested. Thank you so, so, so much. At this time, we're going to call for Candy to come. And Candy, we ask that you lift up the Gwen Beatty, Apostle Clifford, and that church family, the Liberty Church family, this morning as we are closing in prayer. And the other prayer request that we have been given, just lift up the prayer request. That's what our closing prayer is all about. We thank you so much.
Okay. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we confess and proclaim that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice in you this morning. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. You are awesome. You are magnificent. You are the bread of life. You are our shield and buckler. We honor you, Mighty One. We praise you, King of Kings. We worship you, Adonai. Lord, we thank you for your word spoken through Pastor Henderson. We bless the man of God and thank you for sending him to us, Lord. We are joyful that we have been encouraged, enhanced, and empowered with knowledge from on high. Father, you said, if ye abide in me and my word abides in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So, Father, we come this morning lifting up Pastor Clifford and his congregation. Lord, you are our counselor. Thank you for giving him favor, O God. Thank you for going into the courtroom with him, Lord God. Father, I bind the hand of the enemy and render them powerless. I loose the angels of the Lord to go before him and give him victory in this situation. Father, we come this morning lifting up those who have petitioned our prayers. I pray for the manifestation of healing in those who are sick and diseased. I thank you that they are free from all pain and misery. I thank you that they are free from every state of depression, disillusionment, and confusion. I pray that as the healing takes place, they will remember to give you the glory and to testify of your goodness. Lord God, we come this morning lifting up those who have a financial need in their lives. I thank you for freedom of debt and financial bondage. I thank you for the greater increase in profit. I bind every satanic, diabolical stronghold in their lives on your people, O God. I pray you increase our knowledge and understanding of your word so our faith is elevated. I confess that we have the confidence in your word that allows us to stand. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God, help us to stand. When the doctor gives us an ill report, Lord, help us to stand. When our spouses look like and act like the enemy, Lord God, help us to stand. When our money gets funny, Lord, help us to stand. When the nations are at war, Lord, help us to stand. When we feel like we can't go on, Lord God, help us to stand. Help us to stand firm on your word that tells us we are blessed. Help us to get it. Lord God, help us to get it, Lord. We are born and of an incorruptible seed, Lord God. We are redeemed from the curse. We are bought by the blood of Jesus. We are your sons and daughters. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are citizens of the kingdom. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, you said in Mark 11:24, therefore, if I say unto you all things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And so we pray this morning, Lord God, this prayer, and we believe, hallelujah, we believe, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we believe, in Jesus' name we pray, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, back to you, Dr. PK.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you, Candy. We believe and we praise the Lord for this morning's prayer and for Willa opening us up. And Lord, have mercy. I am just so amazed at how the Lord walked Pastor Henderson right up in our lives at the right time to just feed us, and he does such a great job at that. And I thank you so very much for our word today, just knowing what season that we are in. And I thank God for you. Thank God for your coming to feed us. We also, Candy, thank you for your prayer, and we are believing God with the Liberty Church this morning and Apostle that and believing God that in Bolingbrook that their church is going to prevail and that the 9:30 hearing is going to give Apostle Clifford E. Turner and his family a victory for God and for the kingdom of God. We want God to get the glory.
Amen.
So at And we are going to ask the prayer warriors to remain on the line, and we are going to have just a few moments with you, and then we are going to close for today. For the
Dr.
rest
PK,
of you, yes.
Excuse me, this is Pastor Vanessa. I just want to add, sorry I didn't get in the beginning, I just got a text for you all to keep in prayer today. A great thing is happening in Dallas at 11 o'clock. Our very own owner, Antonio Diaz de Leon, will be here in Dallas at our new training center. We're having a dedication and an opening at 11 o'clock. So just keep that celebration in prayer. And as we enter in a new phase here in Dallas, we're just so glad that our owner is with us here in town. Thank you.
That's a great celebration. And we know that we are going to have another celebration of opening in Atlanta. We just don't know when, but I'm sure that Ms. Rusha is going to keep us abreast. So we thank God for that, and thank God for the growth that is taking place in our company right now. Thank you, guys. It is 5:30, and I am so thankful and so grateful for each of you being on the line. Go out, have a super fantastic day, knowing what season that you are in, understanding the move of God in your life. We love you. Talk with you in the morning.